and welcome to Homelessness Matters, a brand new podcast brought to you by Emmaus. Homelessness can happen for many different reasons and to people from all walks of life. To shine a light on some of those reasons, we're bringing you a mixture of stories from people who've experienced homelessness and now live at or recently moved on from one of our communities across the UK. In this episode, you'll hear from Anthony, a companion at Emmaus Glasgow. Before joining the community in 2013, Anthony experienced sofa surfing. Through Emmaus, he's received the help he needs to get back on his feet and is now a regular volunteer at the community soup kitchen, which supports people experiencing homelessness. Then you'll hear from Angela Quinn, a support worker at the community. I met them for a chat over Zoom. Hi, Anthony. Thanks so much for joining me today.
Oh, it's a pleasure.
Shall we start at the beginning, Anthony? What was your life like before joining Emmaus?
Very chaotic. Very, very chaotic. I'd say probably, all my problems, started with the death of my mother. When I was a child, I was diagnosed with being a slow learner. And my mother just went into total overprotective mode and really wouldn't let me do my own thing, lead my own life. So when she died, what became really evident was that I had absolutely no life skills. So for about a decade after that, I was moving from place to place. I had absolutely no money management skills, nothing, no life skills. And it just was like, I was in debt, constantly in debt, constantly not able to pay the rent. And my sister was having to constantly bail me out of one situation after another. And it just got to a point where my sister just couldn't do it anymore. And thankfully, that's where Emmaus came in, and it was because I was about to end up on the street. I really was. We did the interview, and literally about 15 minutes later, they called me up and said, "Welcome to Emmaus." And I think I had to wait about 2-3 weeks for a spot. And then I was in, and I've never looked back. I mean, it was thanks to Emmaus that I was able to, I would never have met my girlfriend if it hadn't been for Emmaus. I mean, it was bitterly through my sister, but, if I didn't have that stability to be able to come and go and see her, regularly the way I can, what Emmaus has given me, for me, it's been absolutely an amazing experience, a really great place to kind of rebuild my life. I still have my chaotic tendencies, but, they're becoming less and less and less, I think.
That's great to hear. Thank you so much for sharing that, Anthony. Can you explain where you were living during the time before you joined Emmaus?
Oh, everywhere. I was living in... I must have moved flat about 10 different times. And I was just forever having to get my sister to, bail me out of the rent. I was in rent arrears constantly. And it was just, it was just a kind of basically constantly on the edge and, calling my sister up, needing to sort of get bailed out.
Can you explain how you were feeling during this time?
Nervous, very stressed, constantly wondering how I was going to pay the rent. It definitely took its toll on my health. I've had diabetes, due to my chaotic lifestyle. I basically became... I was already overweight, but it got worse. And the other thing that got added was, the sort of all the stress caused me to develop angina. And, high blood pressure came along. The angina was after that. And basically, now I'm on a sort of, you know, the sort of phrase shake, rattle and roll, that's what I literally feel like in my body because I'm on so many different drugs and medication. And that's been basically due to my very chaotic lifestyle. One of the benefits of having living in Emmaus is I've managed to kind of bring, you know, the diabetes under control. Not perfect, but certainly a lot better than I think it would be if I was living, you know, living outside and living on my own. I think, you know, I would really be in trouble. That's how my life would be. You know, it's still chaotic, but it would be 100 times more chaotic without being at Emmaus.
You mentioned earlier the moment that Emmaus Glasgow told you you had a spot. How did you feel at that time?
Words can't describe how I feel. Tremendous relief. I was like, oh, thank God. But I was also terrified. I mean, it was like, you know, coming into a community. I mean, it's something I'd never done before. But I have to say, one of the things that Emmaus does very, very well is they're very good at welcoming new people.
You joined Emmaus back in 2013. Can you describe a typical day at the community?
Every day is different. Depends, you know, because I work in the shop. I don't know. Usually, you know, go in, set up the system, set up the till, answer phone calls, you know, hoover and dust. Then, you know, when the van comes in, go out, help them, you know, with the, help them bring in stuff. Deal with customers. Every day in the shop is different. I mean, there isn't a kind of typical day. And then usually in the evening, I go up and sit, you know, usually with a snack and, you know, watch TV. You know, I usually watch the sci-fi channel. And a couple of times a week, I'll give my girlfriend a call or she calls me.
And talking about working in the community, what do you enjoy about that? And what skills have you learned?
Well, I've learned how to run a shop. I've learned how to, you know, deal with customers. I've learned how to organize the furniture in the shop. I'm still not that great at that. I've learned how to lift furniture. I've learned how to think about things like that, how to, you know, make sure everything. I usually don't do it. I'm pretty bad at, you know, thinking, you know, move this or... And, you know, people will come, you know, you learn, you know, I remember we used to have a companion here, Craig, and I could see he was lifting something really heavy and he was about to drop it. So I ran in and said, Craig, get out of the way. So it's learning also how to see other people struggling and running in and getting it before they drop and hurt themselves.
Well, it sounds like you're kept very busy in the shops. You're also part of the community's outreach work, aren't you? Why did you want to get involved with that?
Initially, it was just something to do. I think it was, but also I wanted to be able to give back to Emmaus, you know, because, you know, they had helped me out. There was a sense of helping out. You know, I've been there. I've been where those people are really struggling, living on the edge. And I wanted to be able to give something back. And it was also, you know, it was, and, you know, he was asking for help. And I thought, yeah, I'd like to help, see what it's like. And I've never looked back. A lot of people make, and this really winds me up, they make a lot of assumptions about homeless people that, you know, you're homeless because you have mental health problems or because you, drug or alcohol addiction. Yes, those are some of the causes, but they're the tip of the iceberg. I mean, you know, I mean, there's a whole raft of reasons for homelessness. I mean, you know, take myself, for example, I was homeless because of lack of life skills.
Talking about those misconceptions, and thank you for going into that. What do you want people to know about homelessness?
Homelessness isn't anyone's fault. Homelessness can be a whole variety of causes, and most of it is out of people's control. People, and homeless people are not lazy. they are hard workers. It's not, you know, it's just life circumstances have dealt us a blow. I'm a hard worker. You know, everybody here are hard workers. Homeless people, they're human beings. Don't ignore them. Don't walk past them because you don't want to, you know, turn, talk to them. Find out who they are, because they're not just something to be stepped on. They are people just like you and me.
We've heard lots about what you've, you know, your experience at Emmaus. What would you say are your highlights, or what are you most proud of?
What am I most proud of? Sort of representing Emmaus Glasgow to the Duchess of Cornwall, I think would be the thing I would, you know, it felt like this is, I was the one chosen to go. And that made me quite proud that I was the one that, you know, sort of, you know, and yeah, I said I was interested, and, you know, basically Richard said, right, you're the one doing it.
This was the 30th anniversary celebrations, wasn't it, at Clarence House?
Yeah. So, you know, I was quite proud. And also, you know, for me to have my story published in the paper, you know, was something I was, you know, quite proud of. But I think a very close second for me would be the fact that, you know, what I've, I think, achieved with, you know, doing the soup run, that everybody, you know, is very, you know, down there. A lot of the service users recognize me. You know, that's something else I'm quite proud of. But I think the most proud would be, you know, representing Emmaus to Her Majesty.
I think that's certainly something to be proud of, Anthony. Just a couple of questions left. Why should homelessness matter to our audience?
Why should homelessness matter? Because it's about people, and people are important. People are, you know, people aren't, you know, you're talking about lives. You're talking about, and life is precious. Life is, you know, these are people who, you know, life has been tough for. I've been through it. Life is still hard for me, you know. You know, I've had, you know, health problems because of, you know, my chaotic lifestyle. It's not something that, you know, should be ignored. Homelessness is important because people are important and life is important.
Such a great way to end the interview, Anthony. But just before we go, what are your future plans? What's next for you?
What's next for me? Moving in with my girlfriend. Moving, you know, eventually. I think the next stage would be probably to, you know, move to the Merseyside community. But ultimately, I think it is to get to a point where I can live permanently with my girlfriend, because she's the most important thing to me in my life.
Sounds great, Anthony. Thank you so much for sharing your story, and good luck in the future.
Thank you.
That was Anthony, a companion at Emmaus Glasgow. Now it's time to hear from support worker Angela. Hi, Angela. How are you doing?
Hi, I'm fine. Yeah, thank you.
Good. To start with, can you just tell me a little bit about your role and what you do at Emmaus Glasgow?
So I'm part of the support team at Emmaus Glasgow. We deal with people that refer to our service, assess the referrals and see who's suitable for living here, working here. A lot of people don't realise what's involved. They've never heard about us. If they're successful, we bring them in, get them settled in. Other parts of the role are like setting up the rooms for the people coming, with the help of the other companions. Also about kind of promoting the service as well, liaising with doctors, mental health teams, referring to these sort of services, because more times than not, people have like slipped through the net with this sort of stuff if they're homeless.
Angela, we've just heard Anthony's incredible story. From your point of view, what changes have you seen in Anthony during his journey at Emmaus?
So when I started at Emmaus, it was just like the February before lockdown. The difference I've seen in Anthony was during lockdown, his confidence dipped slightly because of the isolation. As he said, he generally visits his sister, his partner. So all these things stopped for him. And it was like a whole new world for everybody. Coming towards the end, well, coming out of lockdown, it ended up Anthony did get COVID not so long ago, really. And he copes so well with it. As he says, he's got health conditions. But also the difference that he made when other people became unwell, how he supported them, because he knew what it was like to be isolated actually in your own bedroom when you're unwell. So that was a really good positive for him. But he's always willing to help take part. As he said, he does the two soup kitchens. Well, it was one for so long, it's just recently two. He always volunteers to do whatever we're doing to promote the service. If you look at my website, he's all the way through. There's pictures of him everywhere doing everything. And he's just trying to build his relationships with his family.
What's it like to hear Anthony's story and to hear about his experience of homelessness and safer surfing and, you know, his chaotic lifestyle, to now seeing him running a shop, volunteering, going to Clarence House to meet the Duchess of Cornwall? What's that like for you as a support worker to see?
It's great to see that he's had such a journey, because when I've got here, he's been pretty much settled. So to know that he's come that far. And for somebody like him, as he's saying, he's had a good education. It's not out with it happening to anybody. You know, it doesn't mean because you've been brought up a certain way, it will never happen. It can happen. And it's just circumstance that leads people that way.
What other misconceptions do you think people have surrounding homelessness? And what, you know, from your point of view as a support worker working in the homelessness industry, what would you want people to know?
Just for people to realise that it can be any situation can take somebody there. In Glasgow, it's mostly they think it's people with addictions or very poor mental health that just can't care for themselves. But it's all different things. It's relationship breakdowns, debt, things like that, just unable to keep a house running. People can just lose houses through, unable to pay bills, mortgages, things like that as well. We know that the big part of it is mental health and addiction, but these other things are there as well. And it can really happen to anybody.
What do you think the importance is of Emmaus' model in tackling homelessness?
I think the good thing about Emmaus is there's no time scale to how long you can be here. With somebody who came recently, and that was the main thing that they said, was that it reduced their stress so much knowing that it didn't have to be 3 months, 6 months, because they'd been to other places, so that pressure was off. So it gives people time to settle in, time to learn a skill, time to just think, what do they want to do? Because this could be the first time that they've had any stability, like maybe since a teenager. The ability to move from one service to another and still be within the same service is a great thing as well. Just like transfer from here to somewhere, Wales, anywhere in England could transfer here. People can go holidays in between without leaving. Like if they've got their week off, they could try another service. And just probably learning new skills, things they thought they couldn't do, and they get the chance. So we could try one thing 1 week, something else the next. So you couldn't do that out in the community and say, well, this week I'll try being a chef and then next week I'll try the woodwork. You would need to actually take on a job, and it would be impossible to try that like that. But for to say, oh well, I'm not very good at that, but tomorrow I'll try something else. So there's not many places can do that for you.
And what's it like seeing companions learn these new skills and realising they have access to learn these things and seeing them enjoy and find new hobbies?
So we had somebody lately who was stressed out about getting into the kitchen to help the chef. Really, really stressed. And knew that they love it. they just were getting into such a pickle over it. And it's just the ability to try it and just be alongside them, support them, to say, just do it this way. If you don't like it, we can try something else. So it's just to watch. You can see it in people when they're happy in their role. So that's what's great about just can chop and change till you find something that suits you. And the happier people are, the more productive. And it's just like a snowball effect.
I asked Anthony the same question, but for you, Angela, what's been your highlights of working at Emmaus so far?
Just, I think, the flexibility in seeing so many different people. No 2 days are the same. I mean, the whole day isn't the same. It constantly changes. People are just welcoming and accepting of you. Oh, we did the collection at Central Station. That was a good day. And I think that maybe because that's like a main place in Glasgow. Everybody sort of goes through the station. Like thousands of people a day go through it. So that was a successful day, wasn't it?
What was that about?
It was just to promote the service. It was like, what do you call it? A can rattling thing. So we made up sweet bags and stuff like that. So people were trying to kind of lure them in with sweeties. So they would stop to take a sweetie. And we would give them a leaflet. Always a wee bit of chocolate gets them in. But that was a very successful thing. Uh-huh.
Finally, Angela, why should homelessness matter to our audience?
I think it's just for open people's minds, because just as we said already, there's different reasons that it can happen, but it's also to help to promote it a bit better, to get more services, because we know that funding's difficult for different things. Local authorities have not got the same budgets. COVID has taken a lot away for different areas. And I think these things are still here to stay. They're not going to disappear overnight. So we need to not let it be swept under the carpet. We need to make it be out there to see that it's an issue that's constant. And as Anthony says, people think it doesn't happen to them, but it would. It could easily happen to anybody. So it's just to support each other, especially in our local communities, to make it people aware.
Brilliant. It's been amazing to chat to you both, and thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. Thanks very much.
It was great to hear from both Anthony and Angela in this month's episode of Homelessness Matters. If you enjoyed the episode, you can leave us a comment or give us a like or follow. We'll be back very soon. See you then.